Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. We're live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. That's right. It's Monday, the 27th of March, 2006. And there's a lot going on. I mean, there's tons going on. And I'd like to take a few calls if you folks have some opinions as to what's going on out there. Charlie Sheen issue, the mass demonstrations that we're seeing throughout the country, the illegals wanting to be treated fairly, and, you know, this is about racism, and we need to reform our immigration laws, and on and on and on and on. There's a lot happening here, folks, and what I'm concerned most about is that there's so much going on that we may not be focusing on the right things. That's always the case. It's either slow or it comes like a tidal wave. And right now there's a tidal wave going on. I think the biggest story of the whole month of March would be the Charlie Sheen story, simply because we have a talk show host that does an interview, and then all of a sudden it's picked up, and Charlie Sheen is running to the ground. Why? Well, we know the reasons why. But this is something that they, Ed Begley, you know, going up there in New York and being part of that. That's one issue. But Ed Begley Jr. doesn't carry the, let's say, the entertainment monetary weight that a Charlie Sheen does. Charlie Sheen is a marketable Hollywood product, obviously. So we, and I'd heard people say, well, you know, Charlie Sheen, his program, Two and a Half Men and Spin City, oh, that subject matter. That's in the current America, folks. That is in the current entertainment fields in America. Such topics and homosexuality and lesbianism and all this stuff. That's what's here. But to try to shoot the messenger, because he's not cut out of the same cloth that you are, we have a real opportunity in this country, ladies and gentlemen, to turn back the hands of time in this country, and to return to sanity, fiscal responsibility, the Constitution. And everybody's getting hung up on the social issues, the hot-button social issues. When you mention them, I don't care what talk show host it is across the United States, you can mention same-sex marriages, and they could talk on the subject for 3 days because they would have the phone calls on it. But the people out there don't necessarily know about 9/11, the truth behind it, how many people are concerned. So when Charlie Sheen comes out, does a radio program, gets national attention, as I said, I've been listening to XM Radio for the last 3 days and hearing repeats of Sean Hannity and Alan Combs and Chris, who was the other guy that we listened to? Gary Elder? Larry Elders, I'm sorry, supposedly a libertarian. What's he do? He starts out the bashing by going into child Hollywood actors and their educational background, and then launches into Charlie Sheen to say that this guy's, you know, he's a nut and he's uneducated and whatever else. Let me tell you something, folks. I didn't graduate high school. I quit when I was in the ninth grade. Is that a sound argument for going after somebody that looked at information, did their study outside of anything else, did their study for 4 years? They're trying to shoot the messenger rather than the message. I want to hear your thoughts on that. 800-313-9443. We'll take the break. We'll be back with your calls and information in this hour. I want to get into the illegal immigrants. If I was ICE out there, I'd be arresting them right out in the streets. But that's me. We'll be back right after this.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Republican Tom Tancredo has become the loudest, angriest voice against the estimated 11 million. This is coming off of Newsmax. So, 11 million illegals now living in the United States. No, let's correct that. It's 40 million plus. And look, folks, they had 500,000 on the streets in L.A., okay? I went to Arizona. I was in Phoenix. I had to drive almost to Flagstaff, a few miles outside of Flagstaff, on Saturday to get a hotel room because, well, there was spring training going on out there, but there's thousands of hotel motels in the Phoenix area. But there were a bunch of illegals there, rooming up in hotels. I had to drive almost to Flagstaff to get a hotel. And a lot of them aren't going to come out and demonstrate. And by the way, this is being highly touted and promoted on all the Spanish-speaking stations and all the Spanish-speaking cable news shows and programming. And there would have been a lot more of them, but a lot of them were concerned that they might be identified and they might be arrested if because they're illegal. They're out in the streets right now, ladies and gentlemen. This has been an invasion. You know, an invasion of a country can take several different forms. When most people think of invading another country, it's an army and they got guns and they go shoot people and try to take their country over. This has been an invasion without guns. Story goes on to say, if Republican presidential candidates don't put the problem atop the agenda in 2008, he'll say he'll run himself just to force the front runners to talk about it, reports White House correspondent Holly Bailey in the current issue of Newsweek. But this is what the writer said about Tancredo. He declares himself too fat, too short, too bald to be president. If the Republicans lose the election because he's too tough on the issue, he says so be it. Tancredo says that all he wants to see is the laws enforced. I don't like it when people call me a racist or a xenophobe. In my heart, I know that I'm not. And I didn't know this about Tancredo. I'm reading this, and this could be my bio. 60-year-old grandson of an Italian immigrant, Tancredo grew up in a working-class family. Well, he ran for Congress and on a whim in 1998, and he won by pushing immigration reform. He says he became passionate about the issue back in the 1970s when he was a Denver junior high school teacher. Now, at the time, Colorado had just passed a bilingual educational bill. He says students with Latino-sounding names were put into Spanish classes, even if they spoke English only. It was ridiculous and a total waste of time and money. Tancredo has remained unapologetic about his views. In 2002, the Denver Post ran a human interest story about a high school honor student who couldn't get college financial aid because he was in the United States illegally. Tancredo tried to have the boy and his family deported. He was unsuccessful on the deal. But folks, we're talking about the politicians. I've been talking about it today. I'll probably be up in the wee hours of the morning watching the reruns on C-SPAN about the Senate coverage on this deal. Bush says, well, I don't want amnesty, but that's exactly what he does want. And we're not talking about 10 or 11 million illegals in this country. We're talking about 40 million plus. Now, when you think about this, yeah, it's the cult of multiculturalism. It is the Tower of Babel. I'm glad that he said that, because it is true. When the Italian immigrants came into this country, when the German immigrants came into this country, they didn't want to set up their own shop, have their own language, have their own radio stations, have their own newspapers. They came to this country for the opportunity, the business opportunity, the freedom, the liberty that all of us enjoyed. We are a nation of immigrants. But that's not what is going on here with our friends from Mexico. They're coming here to set up shop in this country. And it's like they're setting up little Mexico right inside the United States. No. There are 3 million people, aside from Mexicans, on the rolls right now to immigrate into this country. We've bypassed those 3 million with applications already in and have allowed 40 million of them to walk into the country. Are you getting ticked off about this one yet? And like I said, we run the danger sometimes because there's a lot of things on the plate at the same time. Let me take some calls here. Melissa in Tennessee. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Mr. Stattmuller.
Yes.
I'm calling about something that really makes me mad. But anyway, I want to urge your callers and all of your listeners who are in Tennessee. Tomorrow is a very important day. We are looking at a bill to stop the NAIS. You know what that is?
No, explain it to me.
The National Animal ID System.
Right.
For those people who don't know it, I've heard it on, I think you've had some people talk about it.
Yes, Derry Brownfield has done it also, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to really take up a lot of time going over all of what it is, but it's, for those people who don't know, the National Animal ID System is a system that has been put into law by the USDA and by the large agriculture, agribiz. And
it's a national ID for animals. And all the animals in the country, and I don't care if you're a pig farmer, or you grow cows,
or you have cockatiels,
or whatever you have, they are all saying
everything but
yes,
dogs, cats and bunny rabbits, and I'll try not to be too nervous here.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Cut to the chase. But the national animal ID is going to affect every person because if you say to yourself, "Well, I don't have any of those animals,"
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's going to affect everybody.
Because
the ripple effect is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
But and if you want to learn more about it, I've been urging everybody that I talk to go to the USDA.gov and look at the program yourself and let yourself be amazed.
Well, and see, this is Melissa, this is one of the issues that I brought up. There is so much on the plate right now.
That's right.
There is so much going on that
other
folks will take advantage of the smokescreen.
That's right.
To keep doing what they're doing. And
what
all
they want to do.
Exactly.
But Senator Frank Nicely out of Knoxville has put together a bill, and that bill is going before the Tennessee Agriculture Committee tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock in room 29. And if you think that you have something more important to do, you don't. I'm a homeschooling mother of six. I got lots of things on my plate. Know all about it, but I'm going to be there tomorrow in support of this bill. This bill says that there will not be any funds, state funds, appropriated for the implementation of this program. That's a small drop in the bucket, but it goes on to say that animals will have to be tagged until they go to the point of entry into commerce. And that is being defined as sales at a stockyard, a sale barn, or a sale facility. I'm reading it from the bill that I printed out. It also denotes sales where the number of animals sold will constitute a truckload or more, whether sold to in-state or out-of-state buyers. Point of commerce shall not include farmer-to-farmer sales or direct farmer-to-consumer sales. Previously, without this bill, there would be no exceptions. It wouldn't matter if I was selling it to my grandmother.
Yeah, but okay, but don't you see this, Melissa? Why do we even need it at all?
Oh, I agree.
See, and this is what we're expected to do. We take a look at the draconian measures that they want to put RFID tags in everything out there that moves and breathes.
Right.
But then they come in and they compromise it, and you still end up with badness,
right,
if I can use that term.
Right. Well, you certainly can. It's a little bit like trying to put the genie back in the bottle because the program has been in effect since 2002.
Right. All right.
And January 1st, 2008... It goes from a voluntary to a mandatory program. And then January 1st, 2009, all the animal tracking thing goes into effect.
Gotcha. They just want to track and trace everything that breathes on planet Earth. Melissa, thank you. And that website is, you want to read more about it, www.usda.gov. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate your call. Julius in Arizona. Hello, Julius.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I've got a couple things. I'm surprised to hear that this bill about tagging animals is already passed and scheduled to go into effect in 2009. I thought it was still being discussed. It's amazing how fast some of these things move.
And that was my point. You know, watch this hand, boom, you get laid out by the right cross.
Yeah, but they're dealing four hands at once. There's no way to watch them all.
Right.
And that's the idea. I mean, that's why we're just overwhelmed with all this stuff. It's why China gets most favored nation status a few days after 9/11. You know, it's nobody has time to watch anything. When you had Webster Tarpley on earlier in the last hour, I ran across a guy who's retired from the Immigration Department. And he was, have we got time to talk?
Not if you can, no, you can't talk that fast. Okay, we'll hold you over through the break. 800-313-9443. I'm also going to get into what the NCLR president and CEO, Janet Mergulia, I think her name is, addressed the audience at the NCLR Capital Awards. Wait till you get a load of what this woman had to say. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, we're back. Julius, go ahead.
Yes, John, right after 911 occurred, I was visiting with a fellow who had retired from Customs, and he was down here in Arizona, living here now. He was buddy-buddies with a Customs guy who was up in Minnesota at the time this Zarqawi guy was floating around, and the street-level FBI agents were trying everything they could to get this guy arrested. They knew he was up to no good. There had been numerous reports, I guess, of him wanting to fly an airplane but wasn't concerned about landing or taking off, right. You know, that kind of a thing.
Right.
It was just a blaring incident, you know, and for whatever reason, which you and I probably agree on, the mid-level FBI managers were pushing back their street-level agents and saying, you know, we don't have anything to hold him on, we don't care, and all this kind of stuff. I kind of think they didn't want to rein him in. But anyways, as good street-level guys do, you know, they frequently have contacts in other agencies. And the story I heard from this guy was that his buddy had been contacted by an FBI agent in Customs and said, you know, is there anything you can hold this guy on? So they figured out something, and they got him bottled up or, you know, under wraps, got him arrested due to a violation, I guess, having to do with immigration. And what I couldn't understand was, for the longest time, correct me if I'm wrong, but I kept hearing the media reporting that that this guy was a U.S. citizen? Or was there another fellow who was arrested that, under similar circumstances, who was a U.S. citizen?
I don't think the claim was that he was. Muhammad Atta, I think, was. Wasn't he the U.S. citizen? I'm blanking here.
Oh, I know it wasn't Atta, but there was one of the
Padilla.
Fellows who was,
Padilla, I'm sorry.
That was Jose Padilla. Jose Padilla. By the way, I have to take one slightly different view on this immigration thing than you do. I've lived in southern Arizona for quite a long time, and we don't really have that many illegals that are here.
That's because they're walking across your neck of the woods and going further north.
Let me finish. That's true. They are going further north. But the reason that they don't stay here is the Americans of Mexican descent or of Hispanic descent who live here and have been in this community for generations, when people come across the border, they don't like it. And they would be some of the first people, in many cases, to turn in a person who was illegal.
Well, and that's exactly what we experienced here in and around Austin. I had an Austin businessman that came in studio and did an interview.
I remember that.
Yeah, and this guy said the very same thing. It's people that came into this country legally and established themselves, and whether they be Mexican or Guatemalan, I don't care who they are, they're coming in here, they establish themselves, they're trying to do business, they're trying to get a piece of the American pie, only to see their business get driven right into the ground because they're facing unfair competition.
Yeah, well, I got a way to fix this, and it's much simpler than playing this stupid game with the trying to roll back the, you know, W's idiotic forgiveness program that he says isn't what he says it is.
Right.
The easy thing is if we could, as a nation, if we can come together down the road here at some point, probably after we've gone completely broke, but we need to return welfare and aid programs back to the county level,
right,
completely funded at the county level and controlled by review boards, which consist of our neighbors. And
I couldn't agree with you more.
Public assistance will absolutely become workable once again if we do that, if we can defederalize and even remove it from the state level and bring it right back down to the county level. We can turn this country around. And the fact is, with the technologies and the abilities that we have now as a civilization, there's no reason why every person in this country couldn't work 2 or 3 hours a day and make a darn good living.
Well, I have even a better solution. I don't know how many of these illegals, when the system collapses here in this country, I don't know how many of these illegals are going to want to stick around. They can hopscotch back across the border and go back into Mexico. One of the ironic things is that most of this immigration, illegal immigration, let me qualify that, is coming from the northern states of Mexico. Down in central and southern Mexico, they don't want to go anywhere. They're happy down there.
Yeah, I've got friends that live here that have moved to Mexico, and if you get 1,000 miles into Mexico, you find some very nice people, and most of them are very hardworking people. They've got their own culture. It's different than ours. You know, if you read Fred on Everything, that it's a hilarious columnist. He talks about things down there. I got to tell you, if it weren't for the legal system in Mexico, I would live there, because I happen to think they have more respect for family and a better sense of community than we have. We've lost it in this country. I just have to say that.
Yeah, and a lot of these people are coming out of Mexico City, overcrowded. There's no money there. There's no jobs there. So what are they going to do? And this is part of the argument that's being put forward, where these people are just coming into the country to get a better life.
Well, it's to avoid a lot of corruption more than the money, I think.
Well, and now we're dealing with corruption, and we're also dealing with the issue of how many people are corrupted in this country that want this to go through. Hey, thanks for your call, Julius. Appreciate it very much. Got to take the break, come back. I want to read you what the NCLR president and CEO said here when she addressed the NCLR Capital Awards. You're going to love this one.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I think the pronunciation on her name is Murgia. It's spelled M-U-R-G-U-I-A. But anyhow, she's the CEO of NCLR. Listen to this one, folks. So good evening. It's wonderful to be here and see so many friends with us tonight. As I look around, I see the diversity of our partners and the enthusiasm that they bring to our shared work. Thank you all so much. I believe that diversity is the defining characteristics of the NCLR's agenda. You know the issues we're working on: hurricane relief, health, education, community development, voting rights and voter mobilization, and many more. Their collective goal is to ensure equality of opportunity to all Latinos in our nation. Now, she's talking about illegals here. She's not talking about people of Latino descent that are already part of the system here. Events like this give us a chance to thank legislators on both sides of the aisle who make this promise come alive, and our Capitol Award winners exemplify this spirit. Tom Harkin and John Bonner are true champions for the Latino community. Because of their work, hundreds of thousands of Hispanic children tonight are better fed and better educated, and for that we are all grateful. Yet despite the breadth of our agenda and the diversity of our community, too often the outside world thinks we only care about one issue, immigration. And in some ways, it's hard to blame them. When the news is filled with armed vigilantes sitting on the border, or extremist politicians trying to put 11 million people on a bus out of America, it's no wonder there are people thinking that Latino organizations must focus exclusively on immigration. We know the reality is different. We know that strengthening schools, building affordable housing, fighting predatory lending, testing innovative new health interventions, and protecting Medicaid are also essential parts of the NCLR's work. But immigration is center stage right now, and we have stepped up to take a firm leadership role. It is a critical issue that the NCLR, in two ways. One, it's a huge impact on our community, immigrant and non-immigrant alike. And two, until we get this issue settled, the rest of our agenda will be overshadowed. Latino families simply can't afford inaction on the critical education, health care, and income issues they face every day, but the dominance of the immigration issue tends to push everything else aside. And let me clarify why. Because she's talking about all the illegals in this country right now. They're worried about, well, schools and affordable housing and voter registration and all that stuff. They're illegal, folks. They're already felons. She wants to keep pushing diversity. Well, baby, you already got it, because I can't tune into half of the radio program on the radio dial anymore without listening to a language I don't understand one damned word of it. There is simply too much at stake, she goes on to say. We can't let the immigration debate fester, especially when the demagogues are so eager to manipulate it for their own purposes. Well, you should talk. So we're stepping up, and let me be clear, the NCLR will fight to ensure that the United States has the best immigration policy for all Latinos and all Americans. I don't have to worry about my immigration status here. I don't have to worry about my status of an American citizen. Or, let me clarify that, being born inside the United States legitimately. I don't have to worry about my birthright or my birth status because it's already been established. Think about this for a second, folks. 40 million illegals in this country. How many more is that going to be once they stop or start dropping babies all over the place? And let me underscore again what I said about immigration. We are, unless you're an Indian, okay, a redskin, we immigrated from someplace. But we came into this culture, we assimilated into the society, we spoke one language, and we did not have this diversity melting pot, only this time it's a little different. They're setting up little Mexico inside the United States, and it ain't so little. 40 million people ain't nothing to sneeze at. Right now, she says, the debate in Congress reflects our greatest hopes and our deepest fears. In one minute, it holds the promise for true reform. But in the next, immigrants, hardworking people like my parents and many of yours, are vilified as they are taking advantage of America rather than adding to the great abundance and economic vitality of this country. Now, how is this possible? Well, okay, give them voter registration cards, give them driver's licenses, yeah. Get them into the political system for the politician that's going to pander to them and shove as much money their way as humanly possible to keep their votes so they can be voted in next cycle. She said there's room in this debate for give and take on the issue of how best to control over our borders, to get control rather, but there are voices in this debate who are going too far and relentlessly and unfairly attacking immigrants and Latinos. Basta, she says. We need to let the Minutemen know that their 15 minutes are up. Let me tell you something here, Janet. Their 15 minutes aren't up. And they embarrassed your government, and I'm talking about the Mexican government, as well as this government, the United States government. Because they effectively went in there and did what the Border Patrol could not do, because their hands were being tied. I'm not even going into the issue of how much they're bleeding off of the economy here. I'm not even going to the issue about money. I'm picking up newspapers coming across the United States here. One, Chris, where was that? Where were we at here? I picked up the newspaper. I think it was in New Mexico, and front page. They're talking about street gangs in the schools. New Mexico. Okay. Well, who are the street gangs? Illegal immigrants that are being allowed into schools, forming gangs, doing all kinds of different things, drugs and you name it, crime. Look at L.A. right now. The street gangs. Most of them are what? Latinos. Well, we've got to survive because it's a hostile environment. The only people we can really, really depend on is people of our own blood. But yet they'll get together with their own little gangs and they'll fight the gang across the street or whatever the case may be. Let me continue with this before I blow a cork. It's time for balance, she said. It's time for reasonable people to put their heads together and create reasonable solutions. It's time to be constructive and fix an immigration system that we know is badly broken. Why is it badly broken? Why has it been badly broken? When you make an application to come into this country, chances are your background is going to be checked. If you're a criminal, guess what? You don't get to come in. Why is it so badly broken? How is it fair for 40 million illegals in this country right now to put in abeyance the 3 million people that already have applications to become American citizens? Why have they been put on the back burner? What is fair to them? Because they want to legally immigrate into this country. No, they don't want to set up their own little bastion here. No, they don't want to set up their own state within a state. They want to come to America for the same reasons Americans love America. She says to do so, talking about immigration system that is badly broken, to do so, we have to reject a false choice. We have to reject the trap that says America needs either enforcement or openness. When I am asked whether we should expand immigration enforcement or expand legal immigration for those here and those coming, I quote my colleague Frank Sherry of the National Immigration Forum and say that my answer is yes. We need to do both for a simple reason. We need to get done. Anyone who argues that it's an either-or proposition is ignoring the reality on the ground. No, we haven't been ignoring it. Security, she says, and opportunity are the defining virtues of the American democracy. Sorry to say, you're in the wrong country if you think this is a democracy, you twit. Pursuing only one or the other rejects the promise America holds for all of us. I don't promise you anything because you're already a lawbreaker. I promise you nothing. You have nothing coming. No entitlements, no monies, no special dispensation. You broke the law. You're here illegally. You deserve nothing but to be put on a bus and your little ass run back to Mexico. All right? That's as plain as I can put it. She says, of course we need to enforce our laws, we need to do it wisely and well, but we also need reform that creates legal paths for those who want to work in the United States. We need to make legality the basis of our immigration system. When we do that, we will achieve several victories at once. We will strengthen our economy, and she's supposedly talking about America's economy. We will settle the uncertainty of 11 million people living outside the scope of protection of the law. Well, they're outside the scope, ma'am, because they're already lawbreakers and they have no protection under the laws because they're not American citizens. How can you be protected by a country and claim that you're outside of their law when you've already broken their law to get here in the first place? She said an orderly path out of the shadows must include permanent status. Anything less is a failure of leadership and an insult to those who contribute so much to our society. Think about it. America didn't send a man halfway to the moon, phase out civil rights after 10 years, or fight to a draw in World War II. When it comes to the big things, and immigration reform is a very big thing, America is at its best when it goes the distance and creates permanent solutions. I believe that there are enough people of goodwill across the political spectrum to move toward these solutions. The security and opportunity approach has bipartisan support. Its champions are people like Senators John McCain and Ted Kennedy. It also has key labor unions working side by side with the Chamber of Commerce. And how does that happen? Well, it happens because the leadership of these labor unions have their heads someplace it shouldn't be, because they've been bought off. Because they're not representing the voice of the union, they're representing the voice of the corporation that the union works in, because they see an opportunity to get a lot more labor in this country at a very cheaper rate. Okay, that's how that works. We have one other advantage, she says, the American people. Most Americans say they want balanced reform. No, the only thing I've ever heard Americans say is we want the illegals the hell out of this country, and we want the borders secure. That's the only thing I've heard Americans say. That's the only thing that keeps showing and reflecting in the polls. I don't see anybody out there saying that we need balanced reform. We need diversity. We need to take 40 million people that came into this country illegally, felons to boot, and say that we need to reform this for the benefit of these people that broke the law. I don't see anybody in America, by and large, saying that. All the polls indicate exactly the opposite. She goes on to say, even though they are bombarded with the negative images of immigrants on major media outlets every night, they instinctively know that this country continues to be the beacon of hope for those with dreams and aspirations for a better tomorrow and a greater America. Now, what I see is you people down in Mexico throwing Vicente Fox and all your criminals that have been in these cabals for years after year after year after election, what I see for the hope and promise of Latinos is to straighten out their own act in Mexico to the point where they wouldn't want to come across the border to the land of milk and honey and the opportunity, because it would be in their own backyard. Okay? She said, let's get this done. Let's expose the extremists and the flamethrowers. After all, those who make a living fanning the flames of anti-immigrant hysteria aren't offering solutions, because they have no real solutions. Don't plop a problem in my lap that's not my problem and tell me I've got to come up with a solution that you yourself and the ilk that you run with created. Okay? Ain't going to do it. Ain't going to happen. Am I flame-throwing? You betcha. Am I breathing fire right now? You betcha. Because I am not going to abide lawbreakers. I am not going to abide an invasion into my country, quietly sitting back, twiddling my thumbs, and saying, well, I guess the problem's here and there's nothing we can do about it. We've got to come up with solutions with a problem that's been 40 million strong plopped in my lap. It ain't going to happen. As somebody suggested to me the other day, maybe the second American Revolution should start in this country, because then the illegals would run back over the border because it wouldn't be too safe to be here. Right now, they are protected six ways from Sunday. They're not being arrested. They're not being jailed. They're not being deported. There is nothing that prevents these people, whether it's a fence, whether it's Border Patrol, or whether it's actions inside of this country, prevents them and even throws up anything. Any red flags to these people streaming across our borders. They have been helped at every given turn. And quite frankly, I am sick and tired of standing in a store. I'll tell you what happened. Chris was there, my engineer. We're standing in a McDonald's in New Mexico. There were a bunch of people in there that didn't speak a word of English. It's busy. It's lunchtime. They're calling out numbers for people's orders. Why didn't they respond? Because they weren't doing it in Spanish. Your order number 390. They kept calling the numbers. People weren't picking up their food. Why? Because they couldn't understand the announcement. Is this the kind of country we want to live in? I think not. Do I want a multicultural society where you can't talk to people? They don't understand you? But this is exactly what's being set up here in this country. Why the hell do you think there's Latino stations popping up all over the place? Are they speaking to them in English? No, they're speaking to them in Spanish. Why? Because they don't speak English. Let me finish this up before we go to break here. They call for throwing more money at the problem, more draconian measures that threaten everyone's rights, more walls, more innocent children thrown out of schools, more of what hasn't worked for the past 20 years. This isn't surprising, she says. It's not in their interest for the problem to be solved. They need an issue more than they want a solution. But Latinos and the vast majority of the American people want real, lasting solutions. We know that real solutions require bipartisan efforts. We know that real solutions demand compromises from all parties. We know that real solutions can only emerge when both houses of Congress and the president work together. Let's engage in thoughtful and productive debate and create an immigration system that works. We are a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants. This is the 21st century. We can figure this out. And I can't even Puedo, whatever she said. I don't know. I don't speak the language, nor should I. And she closes by saying, we at the National Council of La Raza will insist on it because we believe in the promise of America and we know how much is at stake for everyone. Thank you very much. Yes, Janet, we know how much is at stake. Why don't you go back to Mexico? Why don't you clean up that country down there? Why don't you create opportunities for the Latinos in their own country so they're not running over here?
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, let's try to take a couple of calls here, and I'll try to cool my jets. Marcos in Hutto. Hello, Marcos.
And how are you, sir?
Good.
Hey, well, I can feel you through the microwave there, the passion. I agree with you almost all of your statements, and I'm obviously Hispanic. Probably my great-grandmother crossed. I don't know what the laws were at that time around the Texas border. Came from West Texas and grew up in a migrant community where there was lots of illegals. and I was the only white-looking boy in the class. But what I wanted to say was, and this is what I was talking to my 13-year-old, because they're covering this in social studies right now,
right,
about the immigration, was that obviously we have the welfare system, which America creates and kind of feeds them, the whole system. But on the other side, you know, my stepdad ran a construction company as a surveyor, and he would always hire them and not ask questions. I don't know really the motivations behind that, but really the premise that I wanted to point out and throw out as a bone of contention to the whole matter is that behind all those illegal hires and taking American, so-called American jobs away, there's an American, but, you know, greedy, be it white, black, or Hispanic American, is hiring these people.
To take advantage of cheap labor.
Exactly.
And what are you hearing? And Marcos, let me interrupt here. What are you hearing on the air right now? They're saying that, well, we're contributing so much to the economy of America.
No. Well, I know the facts out of it is that they send the Mexican economy, 50% of it is based on the money they send back.
Yeah, at least
50%. They work here and send money back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that cuts that out at the legs.
And this issue about racism, this astounds me because I am not a racist. And people that are arguing against this immigration or failed immigration, whatever they want to call it, automatically I'm just painted as being a racist. I am not a racist at all.
Yeah, well, that's an easy argument. It's the stock answer. You know, you're racist.
Yeah.
Same thing when we get on the anti-Semitic thing.
Yeah.
It's the same psychological
argument.
Warfare and labeling that goes into effect.
Absolutely. And you've been here, you've lived here, you see the promise of America. What I see is America being destroyed, and what I see is favoritism given to people that should not even be in the running for consideration. What about those 3 million that have applications in right now that want to immigrate into this country legally? And they've been put on hold.
Right.
You know, I mean, I am not immigration, and I was serious when I said this, and you're not an Indian, and I'm not an Indian. We
right.
all came here from someplace, but we all played by the rules.
Right.
Now
I have Indian blood, too, but it's just, play by the rules, yeah. Go with the system that's there. And honestly, a lot of these, and I worked a lot of them, because I used to be in the restaurant industry as a manager, and I tell you what, it doesn't matter if you go in a Japanese restaurant, Italian, Michelangelo's or Olive Garden, guess what? Who's running the show in the back?
And you know what? And this is a really sad thing about this, Marcos, and I said this before. You remember you used to walk into McDonald's and you'd see the old ladies in there competing with the 18-year-olds at
right.
the counters? Well, that's a thing of the past.
Uh-huh.
That's a thing of the past. Hey, I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. Robert in Georgia, we got seconds left. Go ahead, Robert.
All right. Hey, how are you?
Good.
I don't know if you remember, I had wrote you a letter about 5 years ago. I picked you up on a FM micro broadcasting out of Gwinnett County, Georgia. Anyway, I want to challenge you to challenge all your listeners to start calling the Rush Limbaughs and Sean Hannitys to have them challenge their audience that on April 10th, we the people go out and counter demonstrate. We the people show our elected officials that we matter.
And you know what? That is a wonderful point. It's a great way to close out this show because this ties into too many Americans sitting back on their fat little duffs
and doing nothing. Apathy rules, and it's got to stop.
I hear you.
Like I said, I challenge you to challenge your audience, and I challenge your audience to challenge the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and every other talking head on the syndicated broadcast stations to challenge each other and we the people.
All right. We will pick that issue up. We're flat out of time. Thanks for your call, Robert. Great point. Great point.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.